Gentle tidings, folks. It's your favorite sultan of cycling sensuality, the inanimate object objectifier, rom-com romancer, bedrock-wearing tap dancer, Ronnie Romance. Thank you for joining me today.
And don't you dare talk trash about our maple syrup.
Well, today I'm going to be talking to you hotshots about my favorite bicycle, as it's a bicycle I co-designed with Crust several years ago, the Romancier. Romeo, Romancier, Romancer, however you want to say it. Alright, let's slice this build right open, shall we? There it is. The most current iteration of my Romancier build. And as most of you know, I'm really into upright handlebars lately, and these work great even with the low trail geometry. Your body really gets used to any geometry, but that's another video. Here we are, some 60-year-old Mayfac brakes. Should probably switch them out for Paul's, but they look cool and brakes only slow you down. This is a reoccurring theme for me, the XTR M950 long cage rear derailleur, an XTR titanium 1132 9-speed chain, and a Sugino PX. We'll talk more about that ratio later. Ultra dynamical water bottle. You should buy one of those. That is a Velo Orange Mojave bottle cage with a very well-worn deouncer that you'll see generally in all of my bikes. I got my retro frictions, of course. Make for a very nice shifting experience. Take in that light, folks. Objectify. That's a Tioga T-Bone, baby. 135. Velocity Atlas. There's that prototype Ultra Dynamico Kava 650B by 55. That lug. LED rear light. Oh, what's this? Yep, who bandana? Who dis? Like I said before.
New bandana? Who dis?
Brooks B17 titanium. I love the B17 titanium. I think those titanium rails offer a heck of a lot of flex. Now, folks, please put a pump. Put a pump back there. Come on. That's what that pump peg's for. I hate seeing a bare pump peg. Okay, about that crank set. That's a 26-44. So good. Favorite ratio. You should try it. So I've got an 1132 in the rear and a 2644 up front. That is a Superb Pro front derailleur. It worked great until a few months ago. Springs are worn. This was an accident. You'll see on the newer ones, you can see Romancier a lot better. Shot of those beautiful shifters. Shifters. It's a cool fork. There we have an Ultra Dynamico Mars 27.5 by 2.12, whatever. That's a Robusto casing. Ultra low pressure, set up tubeless. There we have the ball end grip once again. Nice for hanging back when you're sitting upright. Ooh. The Fab's abs in X50 Black Doom Lava. You should definitely have one of those, the bag of the summer and the early fall, as it turns out. Okay, there we go. We got a Suntour skewer up front, a Dura Ace in the rear. Can't we all just get along, folks? And here's that handlebar. that I showed how to flare out, I think, in an earlier video, if you poke around. That's an albatross by Nito. Was 55, and now it's like 60-something. I haven't measured. 62, maybe. That's how you do the pump, okay? Just like that. Made in Japan, like most good things. There's that titanium cassette from the rear. Speaking of things made in Japan, this was the 8-speed XTR group. Oh, now we're going for a ride. Alright, well, I hope you enjoyed all that, folks. I really love that bike. As you can see here, it handles everything really well. If you are riding it like this, you are avoiding the warranty. It is not a mountain bike, it's a bike. So ride it like a bike, okay? That means romantically. It's the romancer, after all. I do love the Connecticut River Valley. You know, the ticks really keep people away. Oh, it's autumn olive season. Time to pick. Now, these things are all over the place in disturbed habitats, edges of fields, and whatnot this time of year. So if you're in the Northeast right now, it's probably what's popping. Now, you could tell that there are the autumn olives because of those speckles, those silvery speckles on the berries. Now, these things are superfoods. Look them up. Okay. Well, folks, have a great night. Bye. That's ronsbikes.com.
On the World Wide Web.